Boa. Hey, boy. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me with 2 Peter. If you have your Bibles with you, 2 Peter, chapter number 1 this morning. Take just a few moments this morning to preach on a thankful servant. Just to be a thankful servant of Jesus Christ. Just thankful. Thankful for what He's done in my life. Thankful. This is a Christian woman one time. I read this morning, David Jeremiah said that she went around and anytime she seen somebody that was doom and gloom and frowning and like they lost their best friend, she'd go around and try to encourage them. She went to an old man, looked like he'd been sucking on a lemon, and said, "Sir, cheer up, be a good cheer. Boy, God's good to you." And he said, "Ma'am, are you crazy?" Said, "I don't even got the, how can I be thankful? I ain't even got the money to pay my bills. I ain't even got the money to pay my, how can I be thankful?" Said that woman, thought for a minute, said, "Just thank God you're not the creditor." You'll get that around the eating table here in a little while. Thank God. Woo, glory. Just thankful to be a servant of Jesus Christ. Just thankful for what I get to see on a daily basis and what God does. If you have a copy of God's Word, 2 Peter chapter number 1, we're going to begin and read it in verse number 1. I ask you to stand. I want to preach this morning this title, Thankful to Be a Servant this morning. Anybody remember what we preached on last sermon? He is precious. Oh, Peter didn't just stop. See now, if he's precious to you, he just ain't precious one Sunday and not the next. He's just not precious when everything's going good, and when it's bad, he ain't precious. He's precious all the time. And old Peter comes out of 1 Peter into 2 Peter, and I'm going to talk this morning on what Peter thought was precious as well. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as I bow in Your presence this morning, Father, I'm in over my head, Father, and I know that. Lord, I've come in this morning, Father, and I'm in over my head, and I need a touch of the Holy Ghost this morning, Father. I'm asking You this morning to allow the Holy Spirit to flow through this place. Father, I pray that this service not be dry and dull, but I pray that it be a service on fire for You, Father. Lord, I pray that we come in this morning so thankful that You're on the throne, thankful that You saved us, thankful that You've called us, thankful that You've took care of us, thankful that You are doing what You said You would do. And Lord, I pray this morning that if they be one lost, that they come to this old-timey altar and they do business with Jesus this morning, Father. Father, I pray for the one that is backslidden and has lost their joy. Lord, I pray they get it back this morning before they leave this place. Lord, I'm just thankful that I'm here this morning, Father. I'm thankful that I'm standing behind a sacred desk. I'm thankful that I can talk about You this morning, Father. I'm thankful that I'm able to pray for people this morning, Father. Lord, I pray right now for my brother-in-law, Derek Northington, as they're taking him to Tupelo this morning with the swelling that he's got going on. Lord, I pray You'd touch him and Chasta in a mighty way, Father. Lord, I pray this morning for the ones that's lost loved ones this week, Father. Lord, I pray for Brother Roy Parker and Sister Keela and their grandbaby that went to be with You, Father. Lord, I pray that You touch that family, put Your loving arms around them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank You for everything that You've done. I thank You for everybody in this room this morning. Lord, what a blessing it is this morning to come and worship You with them this morning, Father. Lord, I love You and I thank You. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated this morning just thankful to be a servant of Jesus Christ. Here as we look into the Word of God, oh Peter, an apostle, he's an apostle of Jesus Christ. To be an apostle, you had to see Jesus Christ. You had to see Him. You had to run with Him. You had to know Him. And oh Peter, he knew Jesus Christ. He said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. But also he said he was a servant of Jesus Christ, and he was thankful to be a servant of Jesus Christ. A servant of Jesus Christ is one who follows the will of Jesus no matter what in their life. And we see Peter this morning that way. If you look in verse number 1, he called himself a servant. He humbled himself. If you look in verse number 2, we see him as a hungry servant. In verse number 2, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. He was humble. He was hungry. And in verse number 3, we find Peter being a happy servant. He was glad to be a servant of Jesus Christ. But as we come also in this Bible, I want you to know that Peter this morning, we see him. And what I want to preach on this morning is he is a thankful servant of Jesus Christ. He's thankful for what God has done in his life. He's thankful that for Calvary. He's thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. And you say, preacher, how can you say that this morning? Because the Word of God says, if you will look with me in verse number 1, he is thankful for God and the precious faith that God gave him. Look what he said in verse number 1. To them that have obtained like precious faith. Hey, can I say to you this morning, faith is this. You say, preacher, I don't have a lot of faith. Everybody that's been born, I'm not talking about born again, but I'm talking about born out of your mother's womb. You have faith in your life. Now, it just depends where you put that faith. Hey, but God has gave us all a measure of faith this morning. Faith is to trust in God, and His promises is made through Christ Jesus and the Scriptures by which we are saved. This morning, we are saved through that faith this morning. You say, preacher, what is that? If you'll look with me to Romans chapter number 12. In verse number 3, I want to show you about that faith that He has given us this morning, how He has given us that faith. You say, I don't know, preacher, if I got enough faith. I thank God this morning that my faith is not, it's not wavered on the size of faith that I have or the strength of faith that I have, but I thank God this morning my faith is in Jesus Christ this morning, and He is my source this morning. I may not have a big faith, I may not have a strong faith, but I got a source this morning that'll blow your mind. I want you to know when I put my faith in Jesus this morning, He can move mountains. Can I get an amen? And this morning I want you to know that in Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 3, the King James Bible says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. When you think you got a big faith and you think you got a strong faith, you better watch out. Something's going to shake it. Hey, but when you just rely on Jesus and you say, my faith is in Jesus Christ, I want you to know this morning your faith cannot be shaken in Jesus this morning. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God. Hey, I thank God this morning that He's the one that gives the faith. Ain't you this morning? He said that He gives it according to God. He gives it according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Why did Peter say that he was so thankful for that precious faith? Because it had been given by God. That faith that he had in his life to believe on Jesus, it had been given by God. God had given him that faith. You say, preacher, what's the big deal of such precious faith? Hey, this morning, not only did I see it was given by God, but we're saved by faith this morning. Did you know that this morning? That you are saved by your faith this morning that you have in the finished work of the cross of Calvary. When you say, I believe in Jesus Christ, I believe that he came, he was born of a virgin, that he died on an old rugged cross, he was put in a borrowed tomb, and on the third day, he arose again. I believe that and I commit that to my life. When you believe that, I want you to know and you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your life, believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. At that moment, a person becomes a born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and you do that by faith this morning. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, look at it with me this morning. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. That measure of faith that God's given you and He's given me. He's given me the ability to believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He's gave me that ability. And Peter said, what precious faith that is. Man, how precious faith that is to be able to believe that Jesus Christ is the way. When not only do we have a measure of faith, but we're saved by faith. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is what? It's a gift of God. So I got my faith comes from God, And my salvation comes from God. It's a gift this morning. But also, not only that, but we're also saved by faith. In Romans 8:24, the Bible says, "For we are saved by hope," or faith. "But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it?" You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about this morning?" We come in this morning and we ought to be so thankful for the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. Do not take what you have this morning for granted. It is precious this morning. What God's given you, that faith that He's given you, that salvation that He's given you, it is precious this morning. Don't drag it through the mud. Hello? Don't you drag it through the mud. It is precious to us this morning. You say, "Well, preacher, how precious is it?" Not only do we have a measure of faith that's been given to us, not only are we saved by faith, but your faith is what pleases God this morning. When you have faith in Him, when you see no way, you don't know how it's going to work out, but you say, "I don't believe in what I see, but I believe in God Almighty. I believe in what He could do." And Hebrews 11 in verse number 6, the Bible says that your faith pleases God this morning when you put your faith, hope, and trust in Him this morning. He said it's precious faith. Get this morning. "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him." You cannot please God without having faith in Him. When you put that faith and you say, "I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that He arose again. I believe your Son. I believe Him this morning." At that moment, your faith pleases God. "But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God," listen to this, "for he that cometh to God," how are you going to come to God? You can't come in arrogancy. You can't come boastful and bragging. You must come by faith, humble, saying, "God, I can't, but you can. Man, I can't, but you can." Look what he says. "But without faith," in Hebrews 11:6, "but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Folks, this morning I want to tell you that Peter was so thankful for God's precious faith that He gave him. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that it's impossible to please Him without faith. But not only are we have a measure of faith and we're saved by faith and it pleases God. But folks, if you're a Christian this morning, you're going to have to walk by faith. You can't say, "I got to see it to believe it." There's going to have to be some things you ain't going to be able to see. You're just going to have to believe it. There's some things you ain't going to be able to see. You're just going to have to believe it. You're going to have to take it and go with it. God's going to tell you things that you don't believe is going to blow your mind. You just got to take it and go with it. You just got to believe what God's told you. You got to believe in that word. If it's written in that book, you got to believe it. You got to believe that God gave it to you. He wrote it for you. He loves you. He cares for you. He don't mean nothing towards you. He don't want no wrong in your life. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to have a great life. He wants you to live for Him. He wants you to tell others about Him. You're going to have to take that book. You're going to have to live by faith. You can't live by sight. There's so many Christians that wants to live by sight. "If I see it, I'll believe it." Friends, listen to me this morning. If God said it, believe it. Amen. Woo, glory. If God said it, just believe what His word said. Look with me, if you will, this morning. Man, glory to God. Hallelujah. It just gets all over me this morning. 2 Corinthians 5:7. "We walk by faith and not by sight." He said, "Preacher, I got to see it." He may not never show you if you've always got to see it. If you say, "Lord, I don't have to see it. I just believe it." He'll show up in your life in a mighty way. "Lord, I don't have to see it. I sure do believe it." 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith and not by sight. Not the strength of our faith, not the size of our faith, but the source of our faith is what Peter said was precious. It was the source. See, if I had a big, great faith and my faith was bigger than yours, I could brag about it. I could. But when my faith is only in the source of Jesus Christ, he said, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, "Move," and it'd move. That's a little bitty. It don't take much. Why don't it take much faith? Because your source is so big. Well, glory to God. Because your source is so big. Your source is so big. You're talking about the God of the universe. You're talking about the one that hung the moon, hung the stars, hung the sun. You're talking about the one that said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Talk about the God of the universe. That's your source. You say, where I work's my source. That ain't your source. God's letting you to allow you to work there so you might make a little money, but he's the one taking care of you. He's your provider. He's your priest. He's your king. He's the one that takes care of you. You wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for him and the faith that he had you have in your life. I want you to know this morning, I get me a good case. I don't give a rip. Sometimes the old devil, he gets breathing down my back and I have to remind him, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So who is your provider this morning? God Almighty. Why? Because of the source that lives inside of you. He came down to live inside of you. Man, I'm telling you what. Peter said that precious faith. Precious faith. Preacher, what would you take? Not for sale. Preacher, would you sell out? Not for sale. Preacher, would not for sale. Can't do it. Won't do it. Why? Because my faith is so precious to me and what I have faith in Jesus Christ. Have you ever seen Jesus? Never have in my life. But I've met him. By faith, I've met him, Brother Greg. Brother Greg Yates, by faith, I've met him. Have you ever seen him? Never seen him before in my life. But I talk to him every day. Whoa, glory to God. Is that not something? And I can't explain to you. You've just got to experience how you can be in the slumps of hell. I'm talking about in the valley of despair, not knowing what to do. And you can fall on your knees before an almighty God and just start praying to him. And he'll take all that mess away. He'll wash you as clean as ever. I'm telling you, whiter than snow. And he'll do a work in your life because of the faith that you got in him. You can go down a loser and come up a winner. You say, how do you know? I do it all the time. I go down not knowing what to do, and I come up a winner. He said, it's just precious faith. Just precious faith. But he said something else in there that I really like and really stirred me, Brother Roy. It ain't only precious faith. And you all got faith, just where are you putting it? Where are you putting your faith? Where are you putting your faith? I told him in Sunday school this morning, when problems come to this church, I don't want them to see a preacher running down the road screaming, I don't know what we need to do. I want to see a preacher run to the altar saying, I know what to do. Get on our knees before God. Amen? If there's problems in here, that's okay, but the world don't need to know it. The Father needs to know it. That's the only body we need to open our mouth to. Yeah, hello. If you got problems in your life, I don't need to know it. Carry it to God. Such a precious faith. But he said, not only precious faith, he said, but I'm so thankful for the precious promises that he's gave me. Man, my faith that he's gave me, I am so thankful for that. There's times I do stuff, I'm like, Lord, if you ain't in this, me and you're going to be real bad embarrassed. Lord, you've told me to do this, and if you ain't the one telling me, you need to speak up right now because I'm fixing to say it. And sometimes he'll say, shut up and sit down, get over here, shut your mouth because you know that ain't from me. Hello? What is that old stinking pride want to rear up and tell him what to think? Can I get amen? But let me tell you, I'm so thankful, Brother Brent, for that precious faith. Thankful. What am I thankful for this year? I'm thankful for my faith. But I'm thankful for the precious promises of God Almighty. Peter, a grown man. What would make another grown man say another man? Brother Brayton, I ain't never said you was precious. I ain't even said you was cute. Son, I would never say you was cute. You might smell good, but you ain't cute. What would make another grown man say another man is precious? I can't get over that. What would make a grown man say another grown man that he met is precious? Because of faith. He said, listen, I've met him. I'm telling you the truth. If you'll get a hold of him, he'll be precious to you. And you got the faith this morning to reach out and touch him. You got the faith this morning to get what you need from him. All you got to do is believe. What would make another grown man say he's precious faith, but also precious promises? I may make you a promise and break it. I'm sorry if I do, son. Wouldn't do it on purpose, but God will never break a promise. I got to think about them precious promises that he's made me in the Word of God, and I want to show you some of them this morning. I want to show you some promises that God's gave us. You can jot them down as we go. Peter was thankful for God's precious promises, and I'm thankful for his precious promises. Can I say to you, number one, his promises have value. They have value. They have value. Nothing in this world that you buy and you got has any value in it. If it had value, you could carry it with you. You ain't carried it where we go, because it ain't no value up there. What's value up there, preacher? Your soul, you, your family. That's the only thing that's got value. And we try to put tangibles on all other kind of stuff, say that's valuable. Romans 10, I thought about precious promises that he made. Preacher, how do you know you still say, I've done what the book said? Have I always lived it? Well, Lord, no. You ought to see me on Monday. But I've done what the book said. Romans 10, 13, valuable, something valuable that I hold on to. Romans 10, 13, for whosoever, thank God for that, amen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise you can take to the bank. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a valuable promise. John 10, 9, a valuable promise. I am the door, Jesus said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Ooh, that's a promise right there, son. If he enter in, he's going to be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Man, I know where I can get my food at, amen. I see there's valuable promises, Peter said. But I also see there's victory in some promises this morning. Let me give you this. John 11, 25. You're talking about victory. John 11, 25. Jesus said unto her, said unto Martha, I am he. I am he. I am he. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 14, 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 16, 24, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Man, I see this morning they're valuable, the promises of God. There's victory in the promises of God. But they're virtuous. They're right. So, preacher, how do you know that? By faith. I know the promises are right. Let me give you this, a virtuous promise. Here's what Jesus said in Revelation 1, 18. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, he said, I want you to stop, look, and listen. Pay attention out here. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen? And have the keys of hell and of death. Revelation 22, 17, the Bible says, another promise in the Word of God. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, come. Come. I can't come where Jesus is. Preacher, you know what I've done? He could care less. He done nailed it to the cross. Preacher, do you know how bad he could care less? He done nailed it to the cross. Preacher, I'm so unworthy. I am too, but he nailed it to the cross. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Won't cost you nothing. Won't cost you nothing to take your faith this morning and say, Lord, I believe in Jesus. Save me. Save me. Was it Broken Lives Thursday night? Got done preaching. And several young men come to the altar, old men, young men. Black men, white men, gray-headed men, bald-headed men, just all kind of men come to the altar. Needing to be saved. Needing to be touched. Brother Colin, how long you been saved, son? Several years? 3 years. Last 2 months, he's led about four people to Jesus. About four people to Jesus. Makes you hungry, don't it? You ever seen Jesus? Ain't never seen. Do you believe in him? Does he talk to you? Does he love you? Yeah, I know he does. Brother Colin asked me a question. He said, Brother BJ, why them men so hungry? Why them men so hungry? Why them grown men got tears flowing down? Why them grown men so hungry? Why? I said, son, because they know they broke. Son, they know they broke. You don't have to convince them. They know they broke. You don't have to plead and beg them. They know they broke. They know they at the bottom. And they know they need a change. So what do you give them, preacher? False promises? No. I tell them about a precious faith that they have in Christ Jesus. I tell them about some precious promises. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Nobody knew this better than Peter. Nobody knew it better than Peter. One minute he's loving Jesus, next minute he's denying him. Is that not the world we live in? One minute you sang an Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Next minute you're cussing up a breath. What's going on, preacher? You live in the flesh. There's a daily battle going on in your life. It's a precious faith. Or blow off the handle. Okay, you may not cuss them, but you get crazy about it. Precious faith. Precious promises. But we also tell them about a precious Savior. See, all that faith, our source, and the promises would be of no value if it weren't about the Savior. Before he ever said precious faith and precious promises, he said in 1 Peter 2, 7, that he to whom believe, he, talking about Jesus, is precious. Why is he so precious? Why is he so precious? You can tell when somebody's precious in your life or not. What's precious to you, you'll talk about. Huh? You'll talk about it. He's just precious. And my last thing I want to tell you is why is he a precious Savior? Revelation 3:20. He's precious. Peter knew he was precious. Do you? Peter had a precious faith that you couldn't make me mad enough to throw in the towel on. I jerked my shirt up the other night over at Broken Lives. Man, I've been wanting to do that so bad in front of y'all. Hey, come on. Y'all act like y'all in a dead service. I jerked that shirt up and I said, I got a scar. Brother Charles had talked about the scar. He had his shirt tucked in. I didn't. I jerked that shirt up and showed him that scar. So what, did you want to quit then? No, it's more precious now. More precious. More precious. Or if you was where you ought to be, that wouldn't have happened to you. Oh, no, no, no. The trying of your faith being more precious than silver and gold. The trying of your faith. He tries that. If it can't be tried, it can't be trusted. Listen to me. If you got a faith that he can't try, and you can't put it out on the limb and say, Lord, okay, here I am. If you can't do that, you ain't got much of faith. Your source ain't where it needs to be. What a precious faith. What some precious promises. Because we serve such a precious Savior. Brother Eric Cruth, you at Revelation 3:20. Stand up and read it like a preacher would read it. I'm talking about something right back on that thing. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man, there's your faith. Don't matter who you are, if you got faith, and you got it, he gave you a measure. If any man hear my voice and open the door. That's a promise. Not only your faith, there's a promise. And here goes your Savior. I will come into him. I ain't going to sit out here and say, hey, it's your life, live it like you want to. He said, I'm going to come in, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup unto him and he with me. I'm a thankful servant this morning. What about you? Thankful for the faith that he's gave me. Thankful for the promises. And I'm most thankful for my Savior. My Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, if you're not thankful, I'd get in this altar. If I was thankful, I'd get in this altar. If you're lost this morning, just come to the altar. Just come to the altar. Just come to Jesus. How precious he is. I can't tell you how precious he is. I can't explain it good enough. But I sure have experienced it. And he has changed my life. As our musicians come this morning, I want to ask you a question this morning. Just how precious is Jesus to you? Just how precious is He to you? Thanksgiving season's coming up. You're fixing to have to go places that don't always stir good. You're fixing to have to go to family. Get-togethers. Family get-togethers. That means, yeah, our families get together. Not always good when you get together. But you can choose right now how your attitude's going to be when you get together. You can go in there and you say, listen, man, I got something precious I need to tell you about. And His name is Jesus. Is He precious to you this morning as you stand?